Wonderful. Good afternoon. Hello and welcome to this afternoon's panel discussion titled, If You Had a Year to Change Something, What Would You Do? My name is Sandra Sikorova. I'm the curator of public programs here at Tate Modern. And it's my great pleasure to introduce this event, which explores the possibilities and actualities of change and transformation through ideas in art, thought, technology, and more. Last spring, we posed this question, if you had a year to change something, what would you do, to the general public in an open call to take part in the BMW Tate Live Thought Workshop Series. We were curious to hear what people wanted to change in the world today. Our invitation was to apply with an individual project for change and join a 10-month project journey, bringing together a diverse group of 30 workshop participants to inform, support, and challenge each other. The role of Tate and our collaborators in the series was to act more as a platform for this community rather than its driving force, offering creative, theoretical, and practical provocations along the way to inspire action. Some of the participants' projects turned out to be more realistic in nature than others, inspiring us to think about how can utopian principles act as a catalyst for modelling change. The projects range from very personal, such as understanding one's own conscious and subconscious self, to a more broader, like challenging social and political perceptions of needs, starting a polymath revolution and time banking initiatives, through to developing quiet spaces in urban settings, lobbying for British summertime all year round, and improving healthcare access and treatment in developing countries. Today's event is the public culmination of the series, inviting key voices from art, culture, politics, and society to debate this poignant question from their respective positions, addressing our potential for change and inviting us to creatively imagine the future. We have the great honor of being joined by Director of Liberty, Shami Chakrabarty, author and columnist Owen Jones, poet and novelist Ben Okri, and musician Matthew Herbert. The event will be chaired by John McGrath. In terms of the format of the event, John will introduce our four panelists and then hand over to them to individually respond to the question, followed by a panel discussion. At about 3:30, we will open the floor to questions from the audience, and it's a great pleasure that many of the workshop participants are here with us today. We will conclude at around 4:00 and want to invite you to join us for a drink in the adjacent staff foyer after the event. Now, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank a few people, primarily our collaborators, Rennie O'Shea and Richard Gregory, artistic directors of Quarantine, who have developed with us the creative format and content of the series. Their experience and expertise of creating theatre performance and public events, which in its form, content, and process of creation examine the world around us, were instrumental in the open nature of this programme. I would also like to express our thanks to the workshop participants for their intellectual and creative contribution and commitment across the year. The series wouldn't have happened without the wonderful input and impeccable organization of my colleagues here at Tate, namely Marco Daniel, who sadly can't be with us here today, Joseph Kendra and Luisa Santos, as well as Quarantine's designer, Simon Bannum. And of course, our big thanks goes to BMW for their openness, trust, and support of this project. Now I'd like to hand over to Richard Gregory, who's the artistic director of Quarantine, to say a few words about the project from their perspective and also introduce our chair. So please welcome Richard. Thank you.
Thanks, Sandra. I'm not going to take up too much of your time because there's some very interesting people for us to listen to following what I have to say. So just to fill in a little bit of the colour, I guess, in the background to the project that that this panel discussion this afternoon sits within, this thought workshop series, and the question that we began with, the whole thing, if you had a year to change something, what would you do? As Sandra said, we had an incredibly diverse response response to that call out last spring, and we've been working with people, many of whom are here, sat amongst you, across a series of workshops and events since last June. The 30 plus participants came to us with projects that were at the earliest stages of formation, beginnings of ideas, germs of things that might or might not one day grow into something that might have some impact on the world. Some of the projects, as Sandra said, are very, very close to them, very personal. Some of them very geographically located in terms of the places where people live. Some of them are grand ideas, really about changing the world. All of them, I think, in some ways, through the course of the project, have been both informed and challenged and pulled apart, perhaps, by some of the workshops and events that we've constructed during the Thought Workshop series. I'm just going to quickly just tell you a little bit about the shape of the Thought Workshop. So in our first workshop, which was last July, we brought the group together for the first time to share their ideas. We invited a philosopher, Dr. Michael Brady from the University of Glasgow, to meet with the group and talk about really the necessary conditions for change from a philosophical perspective. That started the process for us. And as we worked with the group, we began to realise, I guess, that maybe what we were beginning to describe here was a rather utopian ideal. A set of people with ideas for how they might want to see the world or how they might want the world to be, a new set of visions that came into collision with one another. And so in the next workshop, we invited the head of visual art at the head of fine art at Goldsmiths, Dr. Richard Noble, who has recently written a book on utopias and their relationship to the arts, to talk to us about the history of the notion of utopia and of utopian experiments and of artists and their relation to utopia. And we followed that by a workshop on modelling utopias with an artist and architect called Andreas Lang, who works with a wonderful London-based group called Public Works, whose work really looks at a very ground-up approach to creating architecture and art in public space. Following that, the last workshop earlier this year in January, we decided that we'd frame it with the notion of a reality check. We wanted to look at what really was needed to try and put some of these projects into place. And we brought into relation with the group a set of 10 experts from diverse fields, a visual art curator, a politician, a sociologist, a performance artist, a social media strategist, a curator from the School of Life, the founder of a social network group called We Are Nana, brought our participants in our group in one-to-one encounters with these experts to help inform, challenge, provoke,